There are cool things going on throughout our region, and there are places like schools and libraries that mean so much to our communities, and they find innovative ways to not just get people into the library, but raise funds so that books can be, new books can be in libraries. Today we're talking with Mary Jo Wimmer from the Friends of the Grand Rapids Area Library. They recently won an award, the Evie Nordley Award for Innovative Ideas. Mary Jo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, for people who don't know, what are the Friends of the Library? Because that exists for lots of libraries around the area. What does that organization mean?
Yeah, it's a statewide organization. In fact, it's a national organization. And it is simply an organization that exists to support and promote the local library.
Okay. Well, tell us about why you won the award, you guys, this year.
Well, we were pretty surprised that we won the award. we won the award for our pop-up book sales. And, you know, we used to always have the traditional Tall Timber Days book sale, which we still have. But last year, we decided that we were going to try something new. And pop-up sales and stores are happening all over the place. And so we thought, why not a pop-up book sale? And our first one was the Holiday Boutique book sale at the library on Deer Hunters Weekend. And then we held another one in May at Old Central School. And, you know, I think the reason we won was because it got the library to where people are and books to where people are and involved a lot of people.
Hmm. What do the funds you raised in those sales, what does it go for?
We, 100% of our funds support the library programs and collections. And so recently we purchased some chairs for the study rooms at the library. And also we are purchasing a whole new set of state books for the children's library.
Oh, and learning about each of the states?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Cool. So, Mary Jo, why are you involved? What do libraries mean to you?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question, and I don't have enough time to answer it for you. I have just been a lifelong user of libraries. I remember going to the bookmobile when I was a kid living on a farm and taking home armloads of books every time we got to go. And that's just been my life, surrounded by books, and believe that books open up the world to us.
With the introduction of social media and e-books, how has the library had to adapt or change?
Well, the library has a lot of opportunities for people who enjoy accessing books in a way other than opening a cover. And there are many programs where you can go online and borrow a book, or you can go in the library and get books that are audible books or play-along books. So, you know, I think the library has certainly adapted to that. And surprisingly enough, when that advent first came out, we all kind of thought, oh, people won't want to read books anymore. But that has not been the case. Our bookstore at the library, we have a used bookstore run by the Friends, and that bookstore is as busy as ever.
Hmm. Well, and I'd love to hear from people listening now about the libraries in their area and what they use them for, what kind of cool things. You said the word adapt, Mary Jo, and it's like I'm always so proud of the Grand Rapids Area Library, because there's always really interesting things going on. Like there's a fishing pier right outside it that's on the Mississippi River. You can check out a fishing pole and a tackle box to go on that pier. Last time I was in there, I was using one of the rooms, a study carrel, and I saw there's a treadmill in there now?
There is a bike.
Bike.
It's called a stand desk, and it is a bike. And you can put your laptop or your book or your magazine or your newspaper on the desk on the bike. It's silent. And that's another thing the Friends purchased for the library.
That's cool. Well, so the next pop-up sale is coming up this Saturday as the deer hunting season opens. It's the Holiday Book Boutique, and it's not just books, is it?
It isn't. The feature is holiday books, and we have thousands of holiday books that people have donated over the year. But we also have puzzles and games, and we are going to have our bake sale that we had started with last year. That was very popular. And we really look forward to it. It's just a fun, relaxing environment. People are out shopping for crafts and gifts, and this is one more place to stop. Many of the books that we have could pass as new.
Okay. That's coming up this Saturday, November 9th at the Grand Rapids Area Library from 8:30 to 2 o'clock. We've been talking to Mary Jo Wimmer from the Friends of the Grand Rapids Area Library. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You're listening to the Monday Morning Show. We're getting ready for winter, right, in hockey?
We are.